church. Don't nature teaches you? If you didn't know, amen, scripture, if you didn't have the Holy Spirit, don't nature teaches you that it's a shame for you to have long hair? Now somebody want to argue with us and say, well, how long is long? So if you're worried about how long is long, just keep it short and you don't have to worry about it, amen. You always be safe doing it. The question comes up oftentimes, why? The question may raise, come up in a family. Mom, amen, how come you don't obey dad? Or dad, why do you holler at mama? Amen. These are questions that young folks are raising today, ladies and gentlemen. And the parents are left here to be a role model, to be an example. It's not enough to tell them what to do. It becomes important that we show them. And we don't see too many showing today, but it's required. Every parent, every father, amen, has a right, praise be to God, to be an example, to be a pattern. Why tell your children to, amen, go to church when you don't go? Why you tell them, amen, to praise God, to be so manable, show responsibility when you don't, amen? Praise God. It's what you don't do is oftentimes what the children pattern themselves after, you see. And this is the shame before God. Our role as parents to be, amen, a role model, to be an example, to be, as fathers, to be leaders, to be providers, amen, to be priests, amen, to be protectors, amen, in our homes, ladies and gentlemen. And when children grow up, they'll know how, amen, the boys will know how to treat a wife, amen. The mothers, amen, the daughters will learn how, will know how to be subject to the husband, praise be to God, amen. The Bible says in all things, we don't use it often, but it's in the word, amen, praise God. The question comes up, amen, when questions are raised, amen. The Bible says be ready, amen, able to give a reason of the hope that lies in us. Whatever you believe in, and whatever you stand for, whatever you're calling on God for, you're able to give, amen, a reasonable answer. Being ready to go into the promised land. And in order to get there, praise God, they had another river to cross. They had the Jordan River to cross. I know there are folks who said, well, when the Red Sea, it was no miracle. When the Red Sea was divided, they said, well, there was no miracle because, amen, the ocean or the sea was at its lowest, amen.